Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, September 29th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Washington last night, House Republicans succeeded in passing most of a series of annual spending bills in a bid to show that GOP lawmakers can unite behind funding legislation ahead of a weekend deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. However, the final spending bill of the evening failed, and GOP leaders remain under intense pressure from a group of hardliners, dimming hopes of a deal to break a congressional impasse. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has thus far resisted outreach to House Democrats, but is facing rising calls from lawmakers of both parties to spurn the demands of 10 to 20 conservatives who've repeatedly blocked progress toward an agreement. We're reporting that a bipartisan group of senators is introducing a resolution pressing Russia to immediately release Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's now been held for 6 months after being detained while on a reporting trip. The senators are also urging Moscow to provide full U.S. consular access to Gershkovich, and calling on the Biden administration to continue to take up his case in all interactions with Russian authorities. The U.S. government has designated Gershkovich, a U.S. citizen, as wrongfully detained. He's being held in prison on an allegation of espionage that he, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. Russian authorities haven't publicly provided evidence to support the allegation. And Tesla has been accused of racial harassment at a plant in California. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is alleging in a federal lawsuit that black employees of the plant were subjected to a hostile work environment and unlawful retaliation over several years. Tesla said it strongly opposes all forms of discrimination and harassment and cited its record of disciplining and terminating employees who use racial slurs or engage in other misconduct. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, with mainland China's markets closed for a holiday. European shares rose in early trading, and U.S. stock futures gained ahead of a report on household income and spending, including the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.